The Ascent of the North Face, from the diary of Simon Interthwaite of the 1st Lovejoy Street Expedition. Robert has reached base camp with 5 sherbets. He brought several copies of the Times from last month, which we devoured eagerly. Our team is now complete. Tomorrow, the advance party goes up. Weather holds. 2:22. Accompanied advance party as far as the col below the veranda before turning back. Winds up to 40 miles per hour in gusts, but weather holds. Tonight Peter radioed all well at veranda camp. The sherbets are singing at their campfires. 2:23. Making ready. Tightened gossels. Weather holds. 2:24. Reached veranda camp easily in one day's climb. Tricky bit where the lattice and tongue and groove join, but advance party had left rope in place, and we negotiated the overhang without real difficulty. Omu Ba used running jump and arrived earlier than the rest of party, inventive but undisciplined. Bad example to other sherbets. Veranda camp is level, dry, sheltered, far more comfortable than base. Glad to be out of the endless rhododendrons. Snowing tonight. 2:25. Immobilized by snow. 2:26. Same. 2:27. Same. Finished last sheets of Times. Adverts. 2:28. Derek, Nigel, Colin and I went up in blinding snow and wind to plot course and drive pigeons. Visibility very poor. Nigel whined. Turned back at noon. Reached veranda camp at 3 pip Emma. 2:29. Driving rain and wind. Omu Ba drunk since 2:27. What on? Stove alcohol found to be low. Inventive but undisciplined. Chastisement difficult in circumstances. 2:30. Robert roped right up to the northeast overhang, forced to turn back by sherbet's dread of occupants. Insuperable superstition. We must eliminate plans for that route and go straight for the drainpipe. We cannot endure much longer here, crowded up in this camp without newspapers. There is not room for 6 men in our tent, and we hear the 16 sherbets fighting continually in theirs. I see now that the group is unnecessarily numerous, even if some are under 5'2" in height. 10 men, hand-picked, would be enough. Visibility zero all day. Snow, rain, wind. 2:31. Hail, sleet, fog. 3 sherbets have gone missing. 3:1. Out of Bovril, Derek very low. 3:4. Missed entries during blizzard. Today, bright sun, no wind. Snow dazzling on lower elevations. From here, we cannot see the heights. Sherbets returned from unexplained absence with Ovaltine. Spirits high. Digging out and making ready all day for ascent. 2 groups tomorrow. 3:5. Success. We are on the veranda roof. View overwhelming. Unattained summit of 2618, clearly visible in the SE. Second party. Peter, Robert, 8 sherbets, not here yet. Windy and exposed campsite on steep slope. Shingles slippery with rain and sleet. 3:6. Nigel and 2 sherbets went back down to the north edge to meet second party. Returned 4 pip Emma without having sighted them. They must have been delayed at veranda camp. Anxiety. Radio silent. Wind rising. 3:7. Collins strained shoulder on rope, climbing up to the window. Stupid, childish prank. Whether or not there are occupants, the sherbets are very strong on not disturbing them. No sign of second party. Radio messages enigmatic. Constant interference from KWJJ Country Music Station. Windy, but clear weather holds. 3:8. Resolved to go up tomorrow if weather holds. Mended doggles, replaced worn pigeon holders. Sherbets noncommittal. 3:9. I am alone on the high roof. No one else willing to continue ascent. Conan and Nigel will wait for me 3 days at veranda roof camp. Derek and 4 sherbets began descent to base. I set off with 2 sherbets at 5 Ak Emma. Fine sunrise in east at 7.04 Ak Emma. climbed steadily all day, tricky bit at last overhang. Sherbet's very plucky. Omu Ba, while swinging on rope, said, "Observe fine view, sah." Exhausted at arrival at high roof camp, but the three advanced Sherbets had tents set up and Ovaltine ready. "Slope so steep here, I feel I may roll off in my sleep." Sherbets singing in their tent. Above me, the sharp summit and the chimney rising sheer against the stars. That is the last entry in Simon Interthwaite's journal. Four of the five Sherbets with him at the high roof camp returned after 3 days to the base camp. They brought the journal, two clean vests, and a tube of anchovy paste back with them. Their report of his fate was incoherent. The Interthwaite party abandoned the attempt to scale the north face of 2647 Lovejoy Street and returned to Calcutta. In 1980, a Japanese party of Izutsu employees, with four Sherbet guides, attained the summit by a north face route, rappelling across the study windows and driving pitons clear up to the eaves. Occupant protest was ineffective. No one has yet climbed the chimney.